καλύσας, λόγω, να πίνει το άκρη. Είναι η Μεστρής Λίμας, was taken off alkalinity. It's been replaced by David Kulu. Yes, and he also made an apology that he's having some familiar problems today.
Okay, police. Let us proceed. Lead us on the problem.
Parliament that members must attend. So for now we'll be starting a program in Free State. We'll have public hearings on Thursday the 24th of November in Kwakwa. And then we'll from there drive to Bloemfontein and the following day have a public hearing in Bloemfontein. From Bloemfontein we'll drive to Kimberley. And have a public hearing in the evening from about 4 o'clock until 8 o'clock in Kimberley. They will sleep over and then the following day have a public hearing in Kuruman. From Kuruman, they have to drive to Upington, sleep over there and have public hearing in Upington. From Upington we'll go to Springbok and on Monday the 28th have a public hearing in Springbok. We will go from Springbok, drive down to the Western Cape, sleep over and on Tuesday we'll have in the West Coast area we'll have a public hearing. And then we'll move to Caledon and have a public hearing. No, from Saldanha we'll come back to Cape Town and sleep over in Cape Town and take a flight out to George in the morning. No, on the 29th, on the 29th, public hearing in Friedenburg. From Friedenburg we'll come to Cape Town, sleep over in Cape Town. And then on the 30th we'll take a flight out to George, have a public hearing in George. Yes, the 29th of November, it says
right.
Yes, Friedenburg is actually in the Saldanha Bay municipality, but the area that we're going to be in is Friedenburg. No, we'll come to Cape Town, that is mistaken. We'll come to Cape Town. Sleep over in Cape Town and then the following day fly out to George.
So sleep over, not in Caledon, but in Cape Town.
In Cape Town.
So you fly to Cape Town?
Yeah.
And then dinner and sleep over in Cape Town?
Yeah. And then on Wednesday, the 30th, we'll fly out to George. We have a public hearing in George, from there drive to Caledon. We have another hearing in the evening and then sleep over there. On Thursday the 1st of September, we'll have public hearings in Parliament where we'll have the areas around Cape Town joining us for our public hearing here.
Just a minute. On the 29th, we Friedenberg, and then Cape Town. And then the 7th, we're going to the 30th.
Yes.
George.
Yes.
From George, we're going to Canada.
Yes.
After a hearing in George.
Yes.
Caledon, and then.
We'll have our hearing in Caledon.
Yeah.
That's going to be time permitting, otherwise we can come back to Cape Town and sleep over Cape Town. It's going to either be Cape Town or Caledon, but we can sleep over in Cape Town because the following day we are having public hearings at Parliament. And then there's a plenary in the afternoon that members must attend. After the plenary, we'll fly up to Ouar Tambo, sleep over there, and the following day drive to Freyet. We have a public hearing in Freyet, and then drive to Nkunzi. Then the following day, we'll have public hearings in Nkunzi, and then we'll go to Pietermaritzburg. On Sunday 4 December, we have public hearings in Pietermaritzburg, then we report.
Just to say, on the 2nd of December, it's Friday, that Friday from Jobe.
Yes, yes.
It will take about, say, 5 hours. Yes. We're going to find 5 seconds. Anyway, just put everything back there and you can come back with it. And it says the camera is...
No.
The mix of time.
No. I think firstly, no public hearing will take 3 hours, firstly. No public hearing will ever take 3 hours. But also no public hearing will start on 9, generally. I think the manner we are trying to put it, it won't work. If we start at 9 and at 12, there will be no public hearing, generally. Not even a committee meeting can satisfy that time. For a public hearing, when we have to listen to people, can't work. The point that we should do, and I think colleagues must comment on it, because I know many times, because from Friday to Maritzburg is another distance, and I just think that what we should try to do, not to squeeze everything, visit 4 provinces. The one that have dominant coincide. I think that's an approach first. Will be the Northern Cape, the Western Cape, Eastern Cape, KZN, and partially Free State 5. And other provinces then can be visited next year. If we have to cut the number 5 to 4, we should do so. First, I think the attempt that we can have a public hearing at 9 until 12 for 2.5 hours is not practical. Generally, it's not practical. We must have public hearing. We have to spread this a little bit longer. We apply for next year also. Next year we must have time to go and finalize something. Because from Joburg to Freyhead take you about maximum 5 hours, depending which car you drive. If you drive the 101, 6 hours per hour you are there. Sometimes 6.5 hours. And first comment, let's agree that the public hearing should be a very intensive public hearing. Can't be a meeting of a committee for 3 hours. In fact, there is no public hearing anywhere for 3 hours. Doesn't work. Then if it's a public hearing, it should be a one-day public hearing at an area, go and sleep and move in the morning to another area. That's what we should do, and the guiding principle. understand then, if public hearing is in Springbok, Northern Cape is too vast, firstly. Long distances, there'll be no way to fly around, it's difficult to do so. Then if you go to Upington, have a day in Upington for public hearing there for the whole day, conclude work. First of all, they will drive from far away areas. If you are there at 9, you will start at 12 sometimes. Then you can't leave at 12 when they come in. It will be very difficult to manage. Let us try to have a day to a public hearing area. Next year, we will have other time to go. Even if we end this around June, next year is fine, but we must do a thorough work. Because if we don't do that, the Rural Alliance will take us to court. They've already taken a view anyway, police that is. If we want to come and go, touch and go, they'll take us to court. Then if they take us to court, that we went to Kimberley, have a 3-hour public hearing and disappeared, when people started arriving at 11, there will be a problem for us. Firstly, time that we are having is until the 13th, what is until the 13th of December? What is our problem now?
The 8th, I think,
Chief. 8th. Now we're saying that we must move
beyond that.
We must move beyond that. Because that time after the 9th is a constituency period. That constituency period must be utilized for the extension of the public hearing. And then that we are there from the deputy president is here on the 7th from 8, yeah, 7. And then we are here for deputy president because the tri-line people don't want to be here. He said that you add the 1 week that is reserved for constituents. We use that week for public hearings. And I thought that's what we said we should cover. Because if we don't do that, and then have a sitting where we say, we start in Kimberley, if we start in Kimberley, if we start in Eppington, we start in Eppington, and come down from Eppington, because Eppington is right at the north. And then you start in Eppington, and you come down to Springbok, Kimberley, from Kimberley, then you come here, because it's when you can only have a flight to Kimberley. And then plan it that way. 1 day in Kimberley, 1 day in Springbok, 1 day in Eppington. Advisable is to start in Eppington and flow down. And I think we should try just to organize it a little bit better. Because my manual 9 to 12, it won't work. With a large number of people already promising that if you are doing cash and poll, they will take us to court. Then if they take us to court and we have found that, no, we went there for 3 hours and people wanted to post questions, we didn't have time for them, then one day it's in court. I think, I think if we agreed, madam, that the week that is reserved after the 9th is what we call constituency week. We take that constituency week, we use it for public hearing, the continuation of public hearing, and take 3 days in Northern Cape, take 3 days in Free State, take another 3 days in Eastern Cape, KZN, and then we can take 2 days here, because generally are concentrated in the main area in George. We can do that. Then until the 13th, I'm not sure what is the actual date on the 13th, because I thought that we said that Sunday and Saturday would continue. It's still our approach. Then we should do that. But also, before doing that, the new committee must also agree that we'll meet with the Papel to come to the committee and come to what's the judge, DG. For traditional affairs, because they have been doing a lot of research on some of this. There may be new development that can advise accordingly on that. I think we should do that. They come in, they pray for us. Babele comes in as a person responsible for traditional affairs and DG. This is a public hearing that we are going to be engaging on, and we engage in politics of that. I think we should do that. And we start moving on that. The Rural Alliance Congress members have already said now. I'm not sure whether they've seen our problem or not. If they've seen our problem, I think they're raising an issue to know. No way that you can say that they are going for public hearing for 2.5 hours. For people who travel long distances. And then if we do that, they will take us to court. If they take us to court, there's no likelihood that we can win. If we go for 2.5 hours, we leave, again another 2.5 hours, we leave, can't attack us. I think one day per year, 3 days we spend them in Northern Cape. One day in another area, one day another area, one day another area, should do it that way. And then luckily, if we move from the north and come back towards Kimberley, the last one should be in Kimberley, then take a flight from Kimberley to Cape Town is fine. Let us not start here, start in Kimberley and go up. Far better to start up and flow a little bit, because we end up here. Because on the first, we must pass the budget, that is the medium-term budget. Then all whips indicated that their members must be here. And the first also must be here on the 7th. I think it's on the 7th. And then after the 7th, then we go back for another week to other provinces. That's what really I think we should try. I'm not sure what would be the feeling of members, but I think general quality. If already civil society says, but a 3 hours meeting can't be called public hearing. And then I think we must say before we go to court, because I think they will win in my view if we don't do it that or that. Melham, you wanted to make a point?
Chair, yes. I am concerned about the extension of the public hearings into the constituency period. Constituency periods are there for a reason, for us to work in our constituencies and to take the concerns of the residents and bring them to Parliament. So I'm very concerned about pushing the public hearings into what is a demarcated constituency period. I do agree with you that we need to spend more time in each area and try and do it effectively. So I'd like to propose the following, and it aligns with what you're saying, that we spend 3 days in the Northern Cape, that we spend 3 days in the Western Cape, end in George, and from George we then travel to Port Elizabeth. And you do Port Elizabeth, Craufurnet, East London. And then terminate for the year. So we do 3 provinces this year. Then next year, we can do another 3 provinces in January. We can come back on the 15th of January or the 11th of January or whatever and do 3 provinces in January before Parliament stops. And I think that would then cover off most of the areas pretty effectively. If you do more or less 1 province over a 3-day period, over a week, it also might alleviate some of the pressure of having public hearings over weekends and things like that. I mean, I can't see people coming to a public hearing and giving reasonable input on a Sunday. We all know that in some of these areas, people go to church, some people like to party on a Saturday night. I think the quality of input we're going to get on a Sunday at a public hearing is not going to be worth the effort. So I would really suggest that we look at trying keeping the hearings to 1 province for 3 days, another province for 3 days, another province for 3 days, cut for the year. And then start again in January, we do another 3 provinces in January.
Yes.
I think some of the things that I wanted to say, Honorable Malem has covered them.
Yeah, that's why we are sitting next to
I also wanted to suggest that, Jefferson, how about yourself and the administration team? You sit down and come up with a feasible program, taking into consideration what Mehem has just said. Because really, I was just thinking also that weekends, they are not workable days. Maybe Saturday, yes, but on Sunday, I'm not sure whether we find it will be time to the public hearings. But I was just suggesting that you sit with them so that you can advise what you are saying. I think is
no, but the reason why we convene a short meeting is for you to give confidence. Because it's easy then to say 3 days in this area, then we can tidy it up nicely. What we don't want to do is to come out another point. The one that we are presenting now, we met with the staff, we said we should do it this way. But the problem is that already we were formed by the alliance, rural alliances, saying that, no, generally it can't be correct that you can have a public hearing for 3 hours. They said that can't work. If you do that, we'll challenge you in court that there were no public hearing. And then I think they were right anyway, because some of the meeting public hearing was not even on time. But if there are thousands of people, they want to pose questions, to simply say that it's 3 hours now, let's go, can cause more harm than good. I think you are correct to it. That's why you want to have a general principle with members. How do you prefer us to do it? Saturday can work, Sunday can't work. Okay. We take out Sunday, we put Saturday 3 days, you know, then pay. Then Eppington, Springbok, Kimberley, 3 days at Western Cape, 3 days Eastern Cape, and then we call it the end of the year. Next year, January, 3 days in Free State, 3 days in KZN, 3 days in Malawi. Because, firstly, we wanted not to go to those provinces because they're not quite safe. But also, they told us exactly that it's unconstitutional to do so. All provinces have a right to have a say. Then we are going to all provinces, 9 of them. Then Northern Cape, Western Cape, Eastern Cape, 3 provinces this year, then we close. Next year, January, another 3 provinces, then we can close. Another 3 provinces, then next year, January, we take Free State, KZN, and Mpumalanga, it's fine.
We can do Gauteng in one day, Jay.
And then we take Northwest, Limpopo, and Gauteng, one day, it's fine. And you can do that next year. Simply that our target real public hearing will be until April next year. Just to give ourselves space to do it. Because after budget time, committees whenever can do that. And then that brings a certainty for people to know exactly when they are coming to the provinces. And if that's a principle, take Saturday, Sunday members, if they are in the Springbok, they can go and hunt springboks, it's fine. There will be no harm in doing that. Because it can't also work that we are there and we come back on Monday again, it can't work because I think resource was would be very expensive. I think we are also agreeing that then if we do that, then we can plan now. I think this stuff and ourselves, we can work it out easy. Because the principle has been accepted on this. It seems also we are taking a view, Comrade Tumi, that don't use the constituency time. Should be reserved for constituency. Then simply mean that we have to ensure that by the 9th, I think what I'm not sure what is that Saturday. Saturday, after the 9th, is the 10th. By the 10th, that is our last sitting wherever we are. 10th of December. And then we then start then the work on Monday. Yes.
Chair, if we do the Northern Cape the week of the
24th.
No, the following week. If we start on the Monday. The 28th. If we start on the 28th, and we do the Northern Cape that week. Okay? Then the following week, on the 3rd, on the 5th, we do the Western Cape on the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Wednesday night we fly to PE. Thursday we do PE. Friday we do Craft Renet. Saturday we do East London, and we finish. Because we can do the Western Cape and the Eastern Cape because there's flights. But if we try and do the Northern Cape and the Western Cape in the same week, we're driving 7-8 hours at a time to try and get to places. So I really think that we try and do.
Use the weekdays, the Saturday agreed. Start on the 24th, wherever you are, do the work there. 24th, I think it's Monday. Thursday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Northern Cape. And then Sunday, Northern Cape, you relax. You come to Western Cape 3 days, you go to Eastern Cape 3 days, then you go. That is, we are fine. Just guiding principle, because we have been trying to structure and structure and structure. And then start to squeeze time. But if you are told even before you start that, no, be legal, you can't go ahead. It would be a very foolish of us. So, you know, it doesn't matter whether we want 3 hours or 1 hour, we are going ahead. Because if they take us to court, we lose the day. That's why one day, we have to serve us. Okay. Abraham?
Now, I think the guidelines. It may be useful to indicate by when the problem will be out. We have such intent.
Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't take us a day to put the days. Well, the days are there. Okay. What we are taking out Sunday out. 1 day in Eppington, 1 day in Springbok, 1 day in Kimberley. Can take us a long time. It's a matter of 2 hours. So by the end of a day, the problem should be out.
And that will be the final panel.
That one, because we have already said to yourself what you want. Mm-hmm. You won't need another meeting for confirmation. Because at the principal level, we have already said what you think is appropriate. Then you will be in line with that. What you are saying. And next year, then, you deal the Free State, you deal with the KZN, you deal with Malawi. Next year, January, then we have to start then saying, next year, January, this is a problem. And then from there, then again, we have another time, but it's going to be available, committee week, whatever time. I think we'll be around April. We go to other provinces, Limpopo, maybe start there, flow down, and in Gauteng and Western. Start straight in Limpopo, come to Northwest, and go to Gauteng. 1 day in Gauteng, I think it is sufficient. Somewhere around Joburg. If of course people say no, it's not right. Have 2 days in Gauteng, I don't think we die from that. First we are going to, by the end of the day, the 3 days for Northern Cape, Western Cape and Eastern Cape will be given to you. And then we then plan the next plan for next year tomorrow. Because we have to apply it this year for next year tomorrow. And then the rest then will be April. From there then we have May, June, by July we should be through. I think that is what we should work on. It has been with us for some time now. I think the sooner we conclude it, I think far. But also can't speak in a manner that disadvantages communities because they will take us to court. That's what we are going to do. And I must say we are fine.
Yes.
And next year, in Bombo is fine. Then tell us where to go. Take us to court. They're not quite insane, but that's why we wanted to go only provinces that got quite insane, but I think we were overlooked by that. We believe that people should be involved in lawmaking, not those only who are affected by the law. The entire society, the entire nation has been involved. I think we were overlooked by the lawyer. Okay. Civitavi, that is. One day. Then driving would be a little bit less. Because also just, if you are driving, then you are stuck between Epping and Springbok. You don't have a spare car faster to come and assist you. The entire thing can be cancelled. You can cancel everything because those are long distances. Not just something that we can drive into one step and swan. And then that's why I think one day is fine. Let us organize in that way, notify communities, these are data fixed, and go to, and then I think many have been saying that once in George, we drive through PE. It's not a whole new distance, about 200 kilometers. And then we drive there, because it's a nice area, because it's raining now a little bit. Vegetation is nice, the concern will enjoy it. There's no rain in Northwest. Then something green now is no longer there. And then I think we do it that way, I think we'll make it. It's telling, I think, by the end of the day, let us have a tree of provinces, 6 days. And if there are real fundamental problems, police will call a meeting, but if there's no issue, we won't call it a team. We've taken that is approved and we move. The department is here to tell on that. But I do think though that we still have to have Professor Mawaki, who is a DG for Proctor, and go ahead to come and take us through. Just must prepare ourselves very well. Just to ensure that we go there. Because people will raise the issue of initiation. It was public hearing anyway. People won't raise the only issue about quiet sex. If you were in Malawi, you start raising an issue about housing, issue about water, and then it's very difficult to say you're out of order member, public. You stop there. It doesn't work for me. And then that's what we do. I think we are able on this. Okay. Thank you very much, colleagues. Yes,
sorry, Chair, just a request. Chair, I'm receiving reports that several towns in the Free State are without water. And obviously, Gauteng is critical at the moment as far as water is concerned. Can I ask through you, Chair, that we call the Minister of Water and Sanitation to give us a briefing, maybe next week, on the water situation, the way forward, etc., and that Mr. Terry from the Disaster Management Centre must join that meeting because they've been working on the draft plan for quite some time. So Water and Sanitation and the National Disaster Management Centre to give us a briefing on the current situation, the forecasts for rain, what plans they have in place, what they've done so far, etc., to address the draft issue.
They have tried to invite them to a meeting. Maybe should they join meeting with Water and Sanitation?
Chair, so long as it's our meeting, because I mean we've requested this. You know, what tends to happen is when we ask for these joint meetings, they take over the meeting.
Okay, let us work on it. We'll write a letter. We invite the minister. And then we can then have a discussion. Water is a problem. not accept that, then I think we'll have a discussion on that. But, okay. Comrade Edwin, yeah. Thank you very much. Haven't seen you. It's our shortest meeting. The problem is that Landros will accept.